We want to remind everyone to join us most weeks back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in our hometown, Chicago. For tickets and more information, just go over to WBEZ.org, or you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Luke, the salmon caught in Seattle, your home, are known for their delicious flavor. They're rich in omega-3 antioxidants. And this week, we found out that they're also high in what?
I can't believe I don't know this. I mostly study the salmon that are thrown by those guys in the fish market.
Oh, yeah, right. The salmon.
If there's any sporting event that's happening in Seattle, the network is legally required to at some point show those guys throwing that fish.
Yes.
And there has to be a Pearl Jam song playing while they do it.
Right.
So if it involved those particular salmon, I would know the answer. Can I get a hint?
You can get a hint. Well, it's why the salmon are so cheerful and energetic.
Coffee?
Not
drugs.
Coffee. Yes. They're apparently stuffed with antidepressants and cocaine. Now, it sounds alarming, but let's be honest. If you knew that you had to travel 900 miles just to have sex one time and then die, and you'd probably get eaten by a bear on the way anyway, you would do drugs too.
Cocaine?
Cocaine, no, drugs. Drugs like Prozac and cocaine are being flushed into the waters of Seattle, which goes into the bay, so the fish are literally coked to the gills.
What? So, wait. That's a big amount of water. And so even if you flushed a couple of pills down there, right? Or a little
well,
bit.
No, it's true. It seems unlikely, but remember that fish have an ability, which is not a good one as far as this is concerned, to absorb things into their flesh. And in addition, scientists were clued into this when they noticed a number of the wild coho salmon were really into house music.
Well, wait a minute. Let me ask. I saw one
driving a Ferrari.
Yeah.
Which is a dead giveaway.
On the cocaine thing, do salmon even have nostrils? I don't.
We were actually. And think about it. Well, they do, but it's really hard. It's really hard, of course, for them to snort the cocaine because the nostrils are on opposite sides of their head. Yeah. So they had to do one nostril to lie, and then they got to flop over.
Ooh. So there's a girl on each side.
Yeah, it's like that.
So this accounts for those jumps then?
Yeah, you know, this is why salmon are always like trying to jump up waterfalls. They're like, come on, guys, it'll be fun.
The line to get into the salmon bathroom is so long.
I know, it's terrible. But also, this means that somewhere people are eating cocaine-infused lox, which is why your booby always wants to go clubbing.